Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
Good morning.
I am very stiff this morning.
Yeah, morning. Stiff. We're going to go for a little turn.
Just a little trot.
Just a little sharpener, because we're not going to see each other for a couple of weeks.
No, everyone's going off on holiday.
I didn't stretch, and you had a race last night, didn't you?
I had a bit of a race, yeah. I had the
so we won't go far.
The club handicap round, Clissold Park.
Now, I should say at this point that... this is a true story, that the other night, me and Tony Oldenshaw were talking to Paul, and he said, I've got club handicap on Thursday. And we thought, genuinely thought, that it was an offensively named comedy club.
Back to the 70s, club handicap. Welcome to the stage.
But thank goodness that wasn't the case.
It was a 5K classic where you start off, the slowest people start off at the beginning, and then you set off later, and everyone's meant to finish at the same time.
Right, clever.
But obviously people...
Oh, that's clever. That makes sense, right.
Yeah, but obviously people lie with their predicted times. It's suffused with controversy and wild allegations. So it's right. Not without its tension, but it's good fun, though. It's a really good laugh. And I enjoyed it on a summer's evening. Running where we tend to run a lot, around Highgate Woods.
Yeah, lovely.
Just smashing around there. It was really nice, actually.
And
really good fun.
And what kind of pace? So does that mean you just go along, or are you trying to get a good time? Is that the
tension? Oh, no, you run as fast as you can. I mean, I'd probably imagine at my pace at the moment would be about 21 minutes. It's quite a hilly course.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross country.
Yeah.
And also, we've done 10 miles a day before.
Yeah,
so
yes,
pretty
we
tired.
In 2 5-mile bursts, which is hard as well.
Because
it's all good.
Because we've been recording loads of podcasts recently.
Yes, yeah.
Recording loads of them.
Yeah, not
all of them have come out.
No. I think it's really...
We owe it some sort of explanation.
Yeah. If you've been listening to Long Run in the Sun in Tame, part one, think of it like Ralph Bakshi's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
There is no part two.
There is no part two. Or indeed part three.
No.
A tad frustrating for us, because we went...
We did it. We did
that
the
wonderful
run.
Area. We ran for 2.5 hours in baking heat.
Really, it was quite exciting in the middle. We got lost. We didn't have water, and we started to get a little bit...
We were
fearful.
Idiots in the sun. Charred ourselves. Yeah, reduced to a stumbling walk by the end, really.
I offered you sun cream, you know, and you said, I can't wear that. I'm too northern.
Yeah. Too northern for sun cream.
Yeah,
burnt ourselves. It was a real epic, but something went wrong with the kit, didn't it?
Yeah, it just went down.
The kit got bumped.
Always the way, you know, our tech stretches just about to fit what we need from it, and whenever we push it, it complains, it goes wrong.
It does very well with what we ask of it, but we ask too much of it that day.
So if you want it, but what we'll do one day, we'll go back to, we won't do the full 15, 16 miles again.
We'll do the
other
2/3.
We'll go back to Tame and do the bit we missed.
Yes.
Go to that village we didn't quite get to.
To be continued.
Well, and that's funny, because listening to it, if you haven't heard it, plot spoiler, but at the end, Paul says, now I've got to tell you something, I've got to tell you something, and then he just cut out. It's, luckily.
If only we knew.
He was joking.
At that point, thank you.
So many stories, you know?
Yeah.
Teenage stories, revelations.
Absolutely.
Parenting stories. great.
All lost. Lost in the ether.
But it's, you know, it is...
Thank you.
It really genuine. It's quite interesting for us because it's pretty zen. You know, it is an element of running commentary. And when we started out, I think it was quite upsetting. But really...
We're not as bothered now, are we?
No, well, it isn't scripted, is it? These words can fly off into the ether.
Yeah.
Bless you for listening to us, but you really don't have to. Now, I was talking of zen.
Yeah.
Actually, I had an interesting... I just had a thought. I was asking... online about the other kind of training tips, you know, and the model is, well, basically it's me, right?
Yes.
Imagine someone who is in their training plan,
yes,
but months away from whatever they're training for,
right?
Doing well, training plan's going well, it all makes sense,
yeah,
running feels good,
yeah.
I was looking for a mantra for that, you know, like a mantra. Not for winning or getting through the tough times.
Right.
Just for...
Just a kind of chill zone.
Keeping your thinking fresh.
Just
you
a
know?
Chill zone, yeah.
I think that Kevin was strong. He just came back and said, dog run, you know, just remember.
Just keep... Just dog run it,
What's
yeah.
nice about that for me is that's where I've been at. You know, I was saying, when we did that long run in town, remember I was saying to you, it's like against the odds of crazy July 2018 and all the heat and... booze and football
and Trump.
I'd still been
the big spiralling,
keeping the miles up, but in different ways, different places, different speeds.
Yeah,
and that's it, really. It's just the jazz element.
Yeah, you're talking about that period before you really start a schedule kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
like kind of ticking over.
Yeah, or particularly if you're coming from a point where you've got some fitness,
right?
You know, because obviously, say you've never run and you sign up for a marathon. You've got a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
But at least you can see where to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit of kind of trying to get your head around the fact that I'm kind of halfway up a mountain here.
Yeah, you're in that sort of pre-begin to ramp up training phase, which is actually quite good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Try to run maybe more times a week than you used to, but at varying distances.
Well, that thing of running 10 miles in two different places over hills in a day... Felt good.
It felt good, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't feel particularly...
Well, you felt good. I felt pretty tired, to be honest, yeah, especially the second one.
Yeah.
Because we'd gone up to...
It's exacerbated by the fact that you were driving.
We'd gone up to see Tony Audenshaw. Tony Audenshaw, Tony Audenshaw.
Tony Audenshaw, Tony Audenshaw.
Tony.
Do you know what?
Audenshaw.
Tony was saying he does these quizzes, sets them, does them. He's a real quizzer. And he gave me some of the picture rounds from the pub quizzes that
you
do up
that.
There.
Yeah.
The Deerings yesterday morning. We were having such
I
a
bet
laugh.
You had a lot of fun with that one.
Really great.
So we went That's up and did a podcast with Tony Audenshaw, Emmerdale Farm, great runner.
Yep.
What a wonderful man, isn't he?
He's great.
I mean, a beautiful character.
Yeah.
Really nice fella. Took us for a lovely run around the Peak District and where he lives. What a great life he's got going from there.
Yeah.
And my part of the discussion didn't come out.
Yeah, well, there
but
is.
But hopefully we'll salvage that.
It doesn't matter, but as long as we've got Tony.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
And Tony came out great, but the main thing is we got up there the night before and got out a few drinks, didn't we?
Yeah, you see, I'm more used to that than you. You only drink on Sundays.
Yeah, it didn't kind of sit with me that well. I was a bit tired the next day. Because you stayed up and had a bit of a sing-song with the Tony.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was when I knew it was time to go to bed when I had to go on his daughter's guitar and found that my guitar skills had abated.
Yeah, let's have a sing-along.
Bling, bang, bang.
Fingers.
Bling, bang, bang.
Blah, blah, blah.
Good night. Are you improvising there, Rob? In a way.
Yeah.
In a way, Tony.
You could call it improv if you want.
And then when we went and met, Rachel was brilliant of her because she's not from around there. We kind of met in the middle.
So we had a bit of a hilly five with Tony, didn't we? Which was really nice.
Yeah.
And then we drove for an hour.
Across the peaks to Digley Reservoir. Really beautiful.
Again.
And she drove from Halifax to meet us there. But the run was gorgeous, wasn't it?
It was beautiful, but it was a little bit hilly.
It was up
again.
I'd go back there. I put that run in my little back pocket.
No, it was absolutely beautiful, but second five in the heat, nice and hilly. Also, as well, not quite... I know you knew where we were going, but to not know where you're going and you're a bit hungover, tired, it all gets a bit...
And specifically within that, one of the paths we were on kind of goes off. It actually... is quite literally you've got to trust it because it's following the contour to bring you down the easy way.
Yeah.
But when you're on it, it's like, where's this going? In the wrong direction.
There's a couple of looks
off
mic of like, Rob, where's this taking us?
Yeah.
In
it's
our
almost
current
as
state
if,
of fitness.
It's almost as if you didn't trust me because we've been lost in the past. Is there any element of that?
And
here we are. It's nice to be home in this context. I mean, it was really beautiful and hilly up there, but we're just...
And she was a sprightly creature, wasn't she? She was a decent runner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I felt sometimes like...
Frankly,
I was struggling to stay with her and talk at the same time.
There was a moment there when I was... Because it was a great conversation, really getting kind of into stuff. And there was a moment when I was kind of asking her a question, stroke making quite a, you know...
Quite a serious point
with quite a lot of thought in it, and I was going up a hill, and that serious point came out like this: no. Luckily, she was able to say, "Yeah, good point there, Rob."
No, she was very fit.
That little boy over there's got a hat like he's in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, awesome.
Highbury Field is looking. Even Highbury Field is not green anymore; it's golden. Should you go straight on? This looks good, doesn't it?
Let's go straight, yeah.
I'm taking a picture. But yeah, so what we're doing today, we're going to loop around Highbury Field.
Just a nice little catch up. Stretch your legs. My legs are still stiff from this 5K race yesterday. Last night, actually.
Any other adventures on that race? Did anyone really tumble?
Not really,
I meant psychologically, but maybe...
It was more just a sort of realisation... amongst a cascade of them this summer of how much slower I am.
Yeah, right.
Just people I used to beat beating me. I'm okay with it. I'd like to get fitter over this summer.
Yeah.
And I feel slowly I am, but it's a slow process.
It's that reality as well, isn't it? Like you said, you know it. I mean, you've said it to us before, but when you go out there and run it and find it out again,
yes,
it can still be a shock to the system.
Yeah, it is and it was, but it's good fun, but I can feel people looking at me going... Oh, wow. He's come down a couple of pegs.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not unpleasant, but you wouldn't describe it as pleasant.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's something that Rachel Ann Callum was saying. I was saying, you know, there's obviously pros and cons to training by getting in a load of races.
Yeah.
Gives you that really good psychological push. It's more than distance.
Yes.
I said, what do you think about that? And she was like, it was interesting because she was saying, basically, I did that instead of joining a running club.
Yeah.
So that I could get that pressure among strangers.
Yes.
Rather than among people who are going to go, oh, look at you.
Yeah, I mean...
I can see that. I've not been in the running club. I can't imagine it.
To be fair, running clubs aren't particularly... judgmental environments. It's just you feel it.
Yeah.
No one's ever saying it.
No one has to be. But that's the thing, is that everyone is a mirror, aren't they?
Yes.
They don't need to be judging you for you to think of it as a judgment.
Yeah.
Please use the barbecue area.
So this is the barbecue area?
Yeah. Look, someone's having a barbecue.
You can see someone's actually having a barbecue in the barbecue area.
I think they saw the please use the barbecue area sign and thought, oh, what?
Took it as an order.
It's only 10 in the morning, but all right then. Anyone got any sausages?
Get a bit of shrimp on my barbecue.
Shrimp. Don't have to cook in shrimp there, Paul.
So you're going on holiday.
I'm going to...
I'm very jealous.
Right into the deep...
I'm very jealous.
...west coast of Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm going to run up some hills and through some lost villages.
Brilliant.
It's going to be pretty special. Although... I think we are going away from the good weather. But then we'll be going away from the bad air.
Right.
That's the thing I have to remind myself if we're sitting in Scotland in the rain.
Yes.
Is that the kids are getting a bit of something slightly healthier into their lungs for a week or two.
And where you're staying in you've got a little cottage, have you?
Yeah, it's a friend's cottage.
Nice.
Although I did send an email saying it's pretty hard to open the front door. There's something a bit wrong with the lock. You may have to kind of hit it.
Yes.
And ultimately, it put pictures in my mind of Whistler.
Yes.
You're going to get there.
Can't get in.
3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have to smash it down to this window. I'd love to quote that film at this stage, but that would lead to quite a lot of swearing.
Yeah.
So particularly if Monty turned up.
So you've got a t-shirt out, chest out.
That's a guy who's got his werewolfism under control. Really smart, swooshy silver hair
just
with a
running
peak.
Back after a
nice see-through framed glasses. Top off.
Yeah, running back after a busy night. What, in werewolf years?
Yeah.
He's had a busy night in town, just chomping on the homeless.
Just if it hadn't
back,
been for
back
that.
For breakfast, darling.
It hadn't been that little bit of raw meat at the corner of his mouth.
Yeah.
I'd have said he was an architect.
So you've got a few mates. You've got these mates in Scotland and in Wales. And
same mates.
That's quite nice. The same mates. Is it really?
Yeah.
How cool. They're great. I love mates like that.
Yeah, what mates of money. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Generous and minty.
Generous mates with money.
You know, I always like to, curate my friendships with generous people with loads of money. It's really a good thing to do. Just because, they're such lovely people.
Well, they ask for... People say... You can use the cottage whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's nice to take them up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it. We've got the Devon thing.
Yeah.
Quite a few mates say they want the house to be used.
Yeah. The funny thing about this cottage they've got and is, totally the deal, and I think it really helps with, demand.
Yeah.
Is that it's so far away.
Yeah.
You basically got to go to space.
Yes.
And once you get there, you get a lovely holiday.
Yeah. So it's not rented out much.
No.
As such, yeah.
I mean, yours, how long does it take to get to your place in the country?
Oh, not long. You could be there in about 6.5 hours.
Yeah. It's funny, though, isn't it? That's another thing we've found out doing our little trips around to talk to people and stuff, is how lucky we are. And I suppose in general, people are so lucky when they run out the door,
Yeah.
We take that for granted.
Yes.
A little round trip to, not even a huge, sometimes we put a few miles in to go and see people, and then you get rewarded with these spectacular runs and good company.
You absolutely do, yeah.
But it really throws the driving into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I did a show in Shrewsbury last night.
Oh, wow.
That is far away.
That's a long way away, yeah. Shrewsbury, yeah.
And like we say about your tiredness, there's a big difference when you drive as well.
Yeah.
When I got back, it was like someone hit me on the head with a frying pan. Just went.
You're really smashed, aren't
my
you?
My wife was still up, and we're always like chat.
Yeah.
And then last night when I came in, this werewolf guy.
There he is.
He's coming down towards us.
He's attacking the barbecue area. He's still hungry. Yeah. Keep to the path.
I so wanted to take a photo. Essentially, a photo would be bullying.
Yeah.
But what you don't understand.
Could you, and ask him to assume a werewolf pose.
Show us your fangs.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's not a bullying because he looks great.
Yeah, he does.
There's
he looks
a lot
really
of envy
good.
In there. He looks as if he's potentially older than both of us.
He can handle
physically that. Younger.
He can handle Do you get that thing ever with. Before you go on holidays where you get a bit excited, where you have a few drinks a night before you go on holiday because you've started the holiday sort of thing?
Well, see, I don't have nights where I don't drink. So
right, oh, okay, cool.
I don't really understand. Fair I don't enough. Really understand the question.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, God, look at that. They're just coming up to... There's a little building site and beautiful, shiny Highbury Fields. They just opened the gate and a truck came out. Took in a bad air.
Yeah.
It's got we're coming into it. Stuff on the back of it.
Yeah.
But I'm such a puffer.
Let's not breathe it. Yeah, we.
But you're going to Greece, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to Greece.
But that's not for a week.
Yeah, that's not for a week. We did that thing once. We went to Tobago. Had a few drinks the night before we went.
Yeah.
Had more than a few drinks, really. Yeah. Got quite slaughtered.
Yeah.
Got to the airport the next day and we'd forgotten old Bonnie's clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Bit worrying.
How was she about that?
Perfectly fine. I mean, at that
pretty
age.
Embarrassing on the plane.
No, I don't think she could believe it. Which is perfectly fine. I mean, when you're 8 years old, why would you?
Yeah.
You'd expect more from your parents,
well,
wouldn't you?
Well, you expect perfection. Well, that's the great tragedy of being
little.
You'd
at least expect clothes.
So you gradually realise that your parents are useless.
Yeah. Just a dawning realisation. I'm going to have to get my stuff together
It's just
myself.
A gradual shift from a fountain of all knowledge, information and security to cash. Just cash.
Completely flawed. I wonder whether that was the route of Bonnie becoming really organised. Because she is, she's super organised now.
Yeah.
So in a way we were doing her a favour.
I was just going to say, turns out you did a massive favour. Well done.
Yeah, good.
Congratulations.
Pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go to Greece. We're sorting that out at the moment. We're still deliberating about this car, no car thing.
Right.
Just for shopping and stuff.
I love going on holiday without a car.
I know, but how do you do that? How do you do your food?
Well,
talk me through the food.
Well, you pick it up on the way. You take
right.
it in.
Yeah. Right.
You got to be prepared to get a cab every now and again, right?
Yeah.
So when we stayed in that house in there, friends have got a cottage in Wales. That's a different friends, different cottage.
Right.
This
okay.
one, we had to pay money for that.
Right.
We used to live there a lot.
Yeah.
Stay there. God, live there.
Live there.
Freudian slip. Oh, yeah. I wish I lived there. This is our life.
Yeah.
But yeah, one time we went there at Christmas.
Yeah.
And since we didn't have a car. And we got the train, walked to a big supermarket.
Yeah.
Filled a shopping trolley, got a cab.
Right.
And you just settle in, you know.
Just nice
and everything else. I mean, if it's a question of what you want to do with your days. But yeah. Like you said, where you're staying is like, it's right by the sea and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just nice to define your world as a really small space.
No, you're right. That's right.
When we went to Greece last year, I got a hire car. And that led to an incredibly tense conversation with a really evil woman at the airport.
Of course,
who
yeah.
gave me a massively hard time
about insurance
for not having
and stuff.
A credit card.
Right.
At, you know, at 11:30 at night when I've been travelling all afternoon. It's like,
yes.
Well, yeah. I haven't.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It was a life choice.
Those.
Leave me be.
Woo. Those.
He didn't.
He wasn't
worry
stopping,
too much
was he?
About the zebra crossing, did he?
Those queues for the car hire are very tense
yes. Yes.
zones, aren't they?
But then when we drove to where we were going, it was a nice, you know, it was coast road.
Yeah.
And it really depends on the price of a transfer, because when we got to where we were staying, it had a pool.
Right.
It was really gorgeous. It was just up from the sea. And then at the bottom, halfway down to sea, where our little side road hit the main road, there was a supermarket.
Right, so that's
and
perfect.
And they had kind of, it didn't look basic, but when you looked, it had everything.
Yeah.
And they were also so nice.
Yes.
They yeah. literally, when they saw that we were carrying it, they offered to deliver our shopping. Well, my friend with a scooter's coming, he could bring it up.
That's so, and, yeah,
and
of course.
Then,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slightly down the hill from there was a gorgeous seafront pub. Cafe so you, open thing with
so you had everything there.
That was yeah. it. We didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Never got back in the car until it was time to go to the airport again.
Yeah.
And I love that. But yeah. we've been doing it in the Lake District for years. It's kind of point of principle. So that affects it, you know.
Yeah. You're used to it now. Yeah.
But it's ultimately connecting it back to the running. It's mappy, isn't it? I love it if all your outings are from where you're staying. Cause
yes, yeah.
You know, the mental highlighter pen is in us. Well, we went up there, and then we went over there.
Yeah.
Then we're going around there.
It's just, it makes the holiday bit...
Make me happy.
Yeah, it can make the holiday a lot more chilled, can't
yeah,
it?
That's yeah, that's right.
And you've always got that thing of, are we going to prang the car?
Yep.
Are we going to actually... Should we have taken that insurance or what? Do you know what
yeah,
I mean? There's
yeah.
always those little dramas.
Absolutely. No, I mean, going back to my lovely friends with the house in Wales, yeah, in the cottage in Scotland.
Yeah.
By the way, we just come through, a bit noisy there, we came through Highbury Barn. It's quite trafficy, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
A bit scary, but we turned right down the hill, past the lovely houses, and guess we'll be going back to Glenside Park, which you'll know, it's our favourite, so that'll be nice. But, yeah, they were saying, because we have got a car for this Scottish one. I mean, Scotland is just on a bigger scale, it's got to be done.
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
But, she was saying that if you want to go to the Isle of Mull, it's a really nice place to visit, but for goodness sake, don't try and see it all, because you just end up having a holiday in your car.
Yeah.
You know. They try and push that. It's a thing in Scotland, isn't it, that they say, I really want people to visit these out-of-the-way places. And they say, what is it called, the 500 or something?
Right.
It's like a coastline.
Yeah.
That they're encouraging people to drive. But you can end up in the middle of nowhere.
Just in a traffic jam.
In a kind
jam.
Of steady flow of cars. Yeah. Pulling up at a place where
yeah, totally.
Someone else has read that's the place you're supposed to pull up at. It doesn't matter where you are on this island. There's a lot of cars here.
Yeah, you can just end up feeling a bit stupid, can't you, on holidays
yeah,
sometimes?
Yeah. And we went to Lulworth Cove, and we were quite pleased with ourselves because we were at Camp Bestival.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we said, we'll go off site and see the world, you know. Left the festival site, went for a walk. Were we walking? We were walking. Went to this really nice pub in the village. We said, let's go and see Lulworth Cove. Honestly, I've never seen so many people.
Right.
It was like Venice, you know. You're just basically in a queue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you add to that kind of rubbish and wasps and ice creams yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
It just wasn't any fun.
That's no fun, though.
No. And I know Lulworth Cove is gorgeous. But I stick to watching 80s music videos.
Yeah,
I want to see it again.
Yeah, the big laughs on holiday tend to come just chilling around your villa having a laugh sort
yeah,
of thing. Goofing off.
Yeah. Well, I really hope that that's the case. I'm so looking forward to it. And then you just imagine the children kind of turning. Is this all we're going to do? Yes, we're going to play a card game. Yeah. We're going to enjoy it.
We've got some quizzes, some picture quizzes.
Hey, we really enjoyed those.
Yeah, I know you
I didn't
did.
Inflict I know them you on did. Them. That's it. We're just going to take Tony with us. Need the guitar that I can play until about 11 and then my skills will be gone.
I really feel the need for a holiday.
Yeah,
it's been a while. I don't think I've had one since Christmas.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of work trips away, but and people assume they're holidays because you're away, but they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not holidays.
No, no, it's
because you're working, you're grafting.
I remember, it's great doing comedy. I remember my old job. We were doing a tour, and I'd been touring for a few years, and the tours were always longer then, you know, be off out of the country for 3, 4, 6 weeks. And me and my friend, we really sorted out this little tour. It was like just a two-person tour to kind of scoop up the work that hadn't been done.
Right.
And we stayed in one place, and we commuted from there. It was like a bungalow in Holland or somewhere. And we were so excited about how efficient we'd been, and got there, unpacked all our stuff, settled down. And I just remember looking at my kind of room I'd just moved into in a bungalow in Holland for a month. And I thought, it's still kind of like prison.
Yeah, of course it is.
Even the shiniest hotel room.
Yes, yeah. Because it's not your home and it's not holiday. You're there for a purpose.
Yeah, that's right.
It's quite stressful being away.
Yeah. It's hard to get things done as well. You have guilt about, like, I don't know, whatever it might be. Correspondence or writing or whatever. Particularly when you're throwing kind of jet lag, you kind of end up just... This is such a first world problem, isn't it? You just end up in a posh hotel room watching films. It's a nightmare. Oh, how will I ever survive?
Do you try and stay off the old social media a bit when you're on holiday?
No, because...
You don't, right.
No, I don't think I do. Well, apart from anything else... Either way, let's go this way. We're in Glissa Park now.
Yeah.
Getting on the wood chips.
Love the wood chips.
Lovely piney smell, isn't it?
Love the wood chips.
Lovely. So, I tend to use Messenger to chat with my wife all day.
All right, okay.
I remember being in doing Thailand and China, and I was just in such a limbo because I was in both time zones.
Right.
You know, it was just basically sitting like a sci-fi... AI robot sitting in the corner of the living room in Stoke Newington going, so are kids already for school?
Yeah.
While my, you know, physical form is 6 o'clock in the morning at a hotel in Shanghai. You know?
No, but when you're away with your family, do you try and stay off it?
Ah.
That's what I'm at.
Oh, like, I see what you mean. Yeah,
that's the drama.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it's quite tricky to do it, but if you can, you feel better. But there's something that reflexive check in, isn't it?
That's all right.
To everyone else, it's hard to
resist. I mean, ultimately... Deeply addicted to social networking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so if I don't put anything on there, I worry that I don't exist.
Yeah.
Like a tree that fell over in the forest.
Yeah. Well, my birthday tends to land on right in the middle of the holiday, so I tend to put a little birthday post, and that's it, really. That's
When you say a little birthday post, is that an actual physical thing? You know, you get the family to hang little tokens on?
Yeah, it's just a little...
Drawings of you?
Yeah, yeah. Little
Do you
tribute.
Think they're going to give you anything?
Little tribute. Well, we've still got no wedge, so I've asked for nothing.
Right.
So, and I'll be disappointed if they get me anything.
Yeah. And so, if they don't. So it's a win-win
for
you.
Yeah. So I'm already disappointed.
Basically, I've just... Yeah. Well, my birthday present
don't
to myself.
Don't buy me anything. You haven't bought me anything.
Disappointment.
Yeah. I think there might be a couple of books in the offing.
Great.
And that's all I'd expect or want, really.
I'm really looking forward, actually. I was just saying this morning that... All the books I got for my birthday and for Christmas I'm going to read while I'm on holiday. And as I say it to you, I realise how ridiculously unrealistic that plan is.
Yeah, it's quite...
Particularly if I spend my time on social networks.
Yes,
Everyone's looking at the deer. Let's have a look at these deer. I'm going to get a picture of these. Someone was saying about a deer jumping out of the water. Oh, look, it's got antlers and everything. It's a bit special, isn't it?
Very nice.
Why are they all watching? Is something happening? I don't know.
There's something going on. Some sort of dance. Some kind of deer dance.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, there's always that thing of...
Do you know why? They think they look lovely because they've got the deer goggles on.
Yeah. You always, when you pack in for a holiday, that you always... It's hard to pack the books that you really want to read.
Yeah.
There's the books that you think you're going to want to read, but it's yes. often not the books you actually want to.
Do you get any better at that as you get older? I find that I'm getting slightly better at seeing the difference between things I want to do and things I want to be seen to have done.
Yes, yeah. Things you want to do and things that you will do.
Yeah.
I end up pilfering my wife for her books as opposed to these... books I planned on becoming.
Oh no, that's true. When you're really holding the best book, the book you can enjoy the most, is your wife's book.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
that's it with Secret History by Donna Tartt on my honeymoon.
Great book.
Basically watched Judy reading it, and then grabbed it out of her hand.
it's
totally great. What a fun time.
I'm invariably packing loads of vaguely self-improving literature, you know, philosophy or whatever. Watching my wife pack this kind of vacuous...
Hey, I like stamp
historical,
collecting as much as the next person.
Yeah. Historical novels or whatever. I think it's absolute nonsense. Yeah. 2 days in, I'm like, can I have it?
Have you finished it? Please look at that.
Can I have it?
Yeah. I was imagining me, like my wife by the pool in Italy years ago, reading that book, and then me taking it off her and kind of looking at it, thinking, I wish I could read that again.
Yeah.
And then I panned around to see the werewolf.
Yeah.
Both of us. Yeah, I want to read it too.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to
morning,
eat both
morning.
Of
I had a really nice... Because the last three or 4 days of the holiday, we tend to go into a hotel to kind of just total chill. And I had a nice little routine of reading in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Standing in the swimming pool reading.
Oh, yeah.
In the baking heat. I just really loved it.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know...
Really relaxing.
Well, this holiday we had in Corfu last year. See, the thing about that was, it was really hot.
Yeah.
And all the others fought that a bit. And I was just like, it's fine, as long as you're completely still.
Yes.
And I spent... It's the same thing, but it wasn't my wife, it was the kids. And one of them was rereading Harry Potter.
Right.
And they finished it. I think it was the fifth one.
Yeah.
Maybe the sixth one. You know, somewhere half into the big fat ones.
Yeah.
At the back of the series. And I went into the pool on the Lilo, dipped the top of my head into the water.
Yeah.
And read, like, the last two or three Harry Potter straight through.
Wow.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, good fun.
I mean, it's, apart from going into a kind of pleasure coma, you can't relax much more than that, can you?
Yeah, that's what holidays give you, isn't it? Those little moments of pure relaxation. It just takes a few days to let go of everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the true escapism of a book as well. You want, when you're reading a novel, which you'll never get from even the most inspiring, you know, like...
No, of course, absolutely.
Me and my wife again have been rereading Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic.
Yes,
that's great. You know, really get you thinking. But you can,
it's not the journey of a novel, no.
No, and also that escapism. I mean, it doesn't have to be fluffy, but a pure escapism of going to Hogwarts or, you know, reading my beloved Jane Austen and going to kind of early 19th century countryside.
Yes.
You know,
just
it is
really
like a holiday within a holiday.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
But I just wish What I would most like to read on my next holiday is a book about why people run marathons.
Yes, yes. And how it can lead to much happiness.
I'm after wisdom, well, give, yeah, but also wit.
Give that a couple of years, that'll be
great.
Available in all good bookshops. Well, you'd hope so.
I'll blow my line up, I'm ready.
Yeah. That'd be great. Bloomsbury say, sorry, didn't actually make any bookshops.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, mate, tried it, didn't
all
work out.
All the bookshops are closed down.
Yeah, when we say bookshops.
Available in all carriages.
Available in all bric-a-brac outlets.
Hey, do you remember, this is a... Did we talk about this? The last Blockbuster in America closed the other day. And
did
people
really?
Were talking, there was a conversation going around about what it was like to take videos out and
yeah.
being late back. You yeah. see a great video and DVD shop on Church Street just there.
Yeah.
But I remember that when we first got videos, they used to be on a carousel. So, yes. you know, there must have yes. only been about a dozen of them.
Yeah.
In the off license.
Yeah.
There's something wonderful about that, isn't it?
You could just buy a bottle of wine and then maybe watch, you know, Convoy. I just used to like the people who used to work in Blockbusters.
Yeah.
The lads who'd seen, like, Anchorman 9 times,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know. With their video reviews.
Yeah.
It had definitely a specific type, didn't it? A kind of pale, yeah. not particularly fashionable,
Ooh.
Film obsessive. Yep. Kicked off.
But it's funny, isn't it? Because that used to be, there was quite a kind of a subculture to that. But these days, sorry, they ghost people are all online.
Yeah.
Instead of being hidden away in the back office of Blockbuster, they're pretty much running the world.
Like the kind of Stoke Newton version of Quentin Tarantino, he famously came in for a video shoot.
Yeah, yeah. And then wrote himself as Christian Slater in True Romance.
Yeah.
Did he really? Wish fulfillment!
Yeah, yeah.
Then this troubled but beautiful young woman
yeah.
came in.
That's so romantic. So you got through Jerry Maguire then the other day?
I haven't finished it yet.
Have you not?
Bits, but I love Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a film. It's one of those.
One of my favourite movies. So.
Yeah, and when you go back to it, you find more stuff.
Right.
The one thing I find, it's not sad, it's very specific, but whenever you hear Cameron Crowe, who wrote and directed it,
yeah.
talking about it, you know, I think it's a real genius bit of writing because it's so, it's very gentle and organic. But when you go thinking about how do you make it up, it comes from a lot of very odd places, doesn't it? It's a very...
What, like the mission statement stuff and all that
yeah,
kind of stuff?
Yeah, and it's like, it's a very well-realised world because it's totally unpredictable, but it's totally real, you know?
Yeah.
But he, I don't think he can ever get past the fact that he couldn't get Billy Wilder to cameo as the late, great Tricky Dicky Fox.
Right, right. Yeah,
and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Tricky Dicky Fox is great.
He's really good at that,
he's
yeah.
really good.
It's a funny little... world, though, isn't it? You know, the sports agent and stuff and that
yeah.
kind of positivity. And
it's one step removed, isn't it?
The qualm.
Yeah. yeah. I think it shares something. It's much, much more positive. Obviously, it's a romance, but I think that Jerry Maguire shares something with Don Draper out of Mad Men.
Right.
And in turn, it's ultimately, I may be looking into this too deeply, it's a metaphor for 20th century America. Is someone the kind of successful, suit-wearing, money-making man
yeah.
who turns around...
Who wants more.
...and says, wants more, but also turns around and says, what am I?
Yeah.
I'm just like a cipher.
Yes.
I exist between things that don't really exist.
Yes.
You know? And it's a great turn from Tom Cruise. Really good acting.
Yeah, yeah, Cruise is great, isn't it?
Yeah, and kind of really low-key, so you just wouldn't notice.
And I wonder whether Renée Zellweger did anything as good since.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you think she was fantastic in
she's
it?
She's kind of slipped away now. She was in a few real high-level roles then.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is that what she's got is very hard to bottle, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
That kind of innocent kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, just... A very subtle left-fieldiness to it.
Yes, yeah, she's a little bit quirky, isn't she? Yeah.
And the little boy, he's
yeah,
fantastic.
he's great. Yeah.
He's basically the son.
Those
we
are the
had
those are the only
the
bits
ones.
In the film that I feel are a little bit overdone.
What
when he's leaving for the airport,
yeah,
and he sees the son and Renée Zellweger, and then they see another parent arriving and meeting kids, and it just gets a little bit. Just a little bit over schmaltz for me.
I just feel
just
sucked in
now. Occasionally.
This is like the internet, you know. Here I am thinking we're talking about a film we both love. And now You're criticising it.
No, there's just...
I'm going to have to stop.
No, just little moments. But essentially, it was one of my favourite movies.
No, absolutely. And the central relationship, it's a lovely romance, and it's a really interesting romance. There's no other romantic comedy which deals with someone who basically is with the right person but doesn't have the emotional capacity to love.
Yeah.
That's the journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, and there's no, you know, that particular story, it doesn't get told anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because there's a sense of kind of compromise in it that isn't there. That isn't what happens. But the story has to be really carefully told to make that sense of that. But having said that, yeah, the sense of relationship is...
when he comes into
the... It's Rod Tidwell, isn't it? It's their friendship, which is just
yeah,
fantastic.
That's lovely, yeah.
What a character. Just from watching
help
him.
Me, help
that's
you.
That's the scene just from
help
watching
me, help you.
So, and of course, you don't even think about it, but Rod Tidwell's naked, totally naked in that scene.
Yeah.
Just standing there as Jay Maguire loses his mind.
Yeah, it's... Beautiful.
Fine!
It's debatable whether he did anything as good since, because that was his breakthrough film, really, as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and he was superb, innit?
Yeah. And Oscar winning.
Yeah.
But I think when you come back to Cruise, I love that awareness Tom Cruise has, the way when he casts himself out for and then pulls his own rug away.
Yeah.
You know, the Magnolia.
Oh, the Magnolia's a superb
thing.
You wonder whether he's finding it a little bit difficult to grow out, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's
still being dramatic. And
you know, look at what's happened in Mission Impossible. He tried to hand it on to someone else, and instead it turned into... I mean, these films are great, but the thing about them, the USP there, advertising showreel, is look at Tom Cruise doing all his own stunts.
Still, yeah.
At some level, it must be going, oh, my goodness. I mean, even with me in the film, there's effects for this.
Yeah. He'll end up just being a 75-year-old man throwing himself out of a window.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, it just never play. It's like anything you do in life that's impressive, people just kind of, they say, oh, okay, well, that's that. You know, they either go, well done, or they probably fake that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Cruise probably learnt to and trained up to flip himself upside down that post he was handcuffed to and hoik himself up to the top and off.
Yeah.
That's probably him actually doing that.
Yeah, I'd imagine probably is.
But when you watch it, you're like, oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Yeah.
All done. So, just want to... It's going to be tough running without you for the next couple of weeks.
We're going to have a few weeks without each other. What are your hopes for the holiday running?
Well, I think I want to run a lot. I think
the
main thing that I'm going to have to push is running lots of times a week.
Right.
So I don't think the runs are going to be particularly long.
Right.
And I think I'll probably grab a long run time when I'm not with the family. And I'll be with the family a lot.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to get my weekly mileage up, it might be sort of lots and lots of sevens and fives.
Right.
But also, it's really nice, this conversation about keeping the miles up as the daily schedule changes and not planning, you know, keeping an element of jazz into the training.
Yeah.
I just feel good. It's going to be one long dog run.
Yeah. And you've got that exploration, haven't you? I mean, I like going into a new area. I'm got to Greece. Well, basically, I don't even know where we're going. I mean,
no.
Sorted it out. So I just arrived basically blind.
Yeah, yeah.
And just spin off. And it is nice to discover those
areas.
Yeah,
I mean, when it comes down to it, the other day, you went to somewhere you've been many times over the years and I asked you what country it was in and you didn't know.
Right.
There's a purity.
Because I'm so in the moment.
This is why you shouldn't take a car.
Where are we? I've got no idea.
Ideally, you want to be standing in a pool.
Yeah.
Reading a book. With no idea where the pool is.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You look up and you're actually in the middle of the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Hello.
So is this your first run since we've been up north then to do those runs?
Yeah.
I did feel a bit tired yesterday, didn't you, after that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was me with the driving. And
more achy, you did all the driving. It was a long drive. You know.
And how was the gig in Shrewsbury?
It was lovely. I was on with the Lost Voice guy.
All right.
A lot of...
So it's busy?
Loads of people in.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of a festival up there.
Right.
It's just that thing sometimes when you go a long way from London into... I mean, Shrewsbury is obviously a city, but it's quite country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's that kind of whiff in the summer. You just feel like everyone's bit drunk.
Just a bit of magic.
Yeah. Just a little bit kind of hazy. Right. That's what it was like, in a really good way. And
were you on first then, or what?
No, he was on first. I was, because I was booked to headline that before he won Britain's Got Talent. But, also I think that there was a nice sprinkle of people who come to see him.
Yeah.
That was a big selling.
He was going to sell well anyway.
It was and it was lovely. I mean, there was some, it was a big, it was like a gala gig. So there were quite a lot of Deering fans in.
Oh, that's
quite
great,
nice
mate.
To find
that's
them.
Nice, of course.
Nice to see you guys.
Yeah.
So you guys, I don't know if they're listening to this.
Oh, that's great.
It's a different community. But and a good one to go out on for a little break. And next comedy gig I do, I'll be really shonky.
Yeah.
Because I'll have time off. You know, I can't quite remember the end of that one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's always fun. Know what it's like when you do that thing? That, I can't remember myself. What's it like?
Banter, anyone? Banter? Oh, that was good. Someone, it was our friend Angela Barnes, put out a message who wants this gig on Monday to like loads of comedians.
Yeah.
And the banter, it was right. Really, it was incredible. It was really, these people really needed to get something out of their system. I said, I can't do the gig because I'm so exhausted from being in this conversation.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're doing on Monday, the Haven't new material gig.
I was going to do it. I'm not doing it now.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm not doing it now. All the way to Haven't. And ironically, I haven't got any new material. That would be the opener.
We did 4 miles.
That's fine.
Three.
We'll do that.
Sorry, Paul.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's all bit of junk in the trunk.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Bank it. Banked.
Now, listen. Tell us what you're doing. What you're different. What, tell us. What are we talking about? Holidays.
Yeah.
Different attitudes to running. Dog running. Running in different places.
Tell us about your nice
posted.
Holiday.
Congratulations
runs,
to Sam. That. We've got a 10K PB this week.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
You know, we always want to know. We basically vigorously enjoy, even take your PBs as if they're...
Yes. And a lot of first-time runners as well of marathons and half marathons. It's always great, isn't it, when people check in.
It's a shame we haven't got an actual klaxon for the PBs.
Yeah.
That's if you just have a good run. That's the passable run horn.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.